Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Remy steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cox. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hobson tags and scores. Burleson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. There goes Grubb trying to get to home. Rice throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Grubb, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Diaz and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Remy covering, for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Cox reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Gary Hancock pinch runs for George Scott. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Hancock moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hancock moves to third. There goes Hobson trying to get to second. Manning throws the ball into Kuiper who tags Hobson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall now playing first base. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-3 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-4 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Diaz scores. Manning moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. Verizer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Dick Drago now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.